Hi, you guys. It's Key, soon to be your favorite voice. It's been a few weeks since I posted my introduction episode, and I'm not even going to try to give a solid excuse for it. I just, you know, allowed myself to become distracted and a tad bit turned off from continuing what I started, but I'll get into that more in a bit. I just wanted to get back on here, start posting again, because my main priorities right now are practicing three things, and those three things are consistency, commitment, and discipline. Because I'm gonna just keep it real. Sometimes, a lot of times, I lack in those areas, you know. I get real excited about the startup of anything, and then the fire just kind of burns out, and I really wanna grow from that mindset. In all areas of my life. So moving forward, I will be committed, consistent, and disciplined with this podcast included. I'm gonna put this episode out on a Friday just because it's been a minute and I just want to get it out. But on a normal schedule, I'll be posting once a week every Sunday just so I can sort out my own thoughts and give something positive at the very top of the week. Okay. That's that. Now to what I really came on here to talk about. So, as I mentioned, over the past few weeks, I've kind of turned myself off from continuing with Love the Podcast, and my overall mood has been all over the place, so that's probably contributed to that as well. Nothing extreme has been going on, thankfully, but one day I'll be in a super good mood, I'll be feeling like my best self, being real productive, all of that. And then the next day I'm real blasé. I won't say that I'm sad or anything like that, but just like I'm going through my day real unmotivated. And when my energy starts shifting back and forth like that, I go into a mode where I just want to be to myself so I can figure out what's going on either around me or within me that's throwing me off. So that's what I've been doing a lot of lately, you know, self-reflection, trying to figure out what it is that's going on. And it's finally dawned on me very recently that I've been planning and preparing for quite a few changes getting ready to happen within the next 6 months. You know, I'll be graduating, then I'll be moving to another state. Currently, I'm trying to transition into another position at work so I can move with a job, different family things coming up and all of that. And it's all really exciting, right? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm so amped about it all. But at the same time, I'm allowing myself to worry. And when I say worry, I mean I'll plan, you know, write out my goals, map out exactly how I'm gonna get it done. And in the midst of all of that, I let my mind wander to all the what ifs. You know, what if it doesn't work out how I plan? What if I'm not ready by then? What if, what if, what if? And it's been counteracting thoughts like that that has my mood shifting back and forth. And I've gradually started to realize that. But a few days ago, I came across two posts on my Instagram feed that really resonated with that. And the first post said, overthinking is a form of fear, right? And I'm just like, damn, I never really thought about it like that, because I, like most people, I am an overthinker, okay? Bona fide overthinker. And then the other post mentioned how a negative thought will usually follow right behind a positive thought or idea in most people's mind, but what's important is which thought you believe to be true. And bells just went off for me. Reading that was like how my sis Chai says, is your conscious mind speaking out loud to you. You know, when you already know something deep down, but seeing it, hearing somebody else say it, or reading it, it just stamps it in your mind. That was that for me. And I realized that although I've been trying to focus on all the changes to come, I've been allowing myself to become real distracted with the inkling of doubt and, you know, my fear of failure. But those two things, my set of goals and then the fear, are on two ends of a spectrum, and my mind is going back and forth trying to process which is true so I can move accordingly. You know, if I focus on my goals, I'll move towards it with confidence. But if I'm fearful and only focus on what could go wrong, I'll move with doubt and probably won't even want to try. So that was an epiphany for me, and I wanted to share it because we're all human, right? And to say, control your thoughts, only think positive, that's damn near impossible. However, you can control which thoughts you feed, which thoughts you act on. You know, if you're committed to a goal, committed to a change and to growth, you have to have faith that it's going to work out in your favor. God is going to allow you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You just have to put in the work, put in the effort, and move like it's already yours with confidence. Like, for example, you're trying to lose weight. You may consider that you've tried and tried before, and that may damper your motivation. That's fear. Don't give in to your fear. If that's your goal, just go after it and have faith in yourself that you'll lose the weight. You're trying to save money, just do it. Plan it out like it's already done. If you're like me and you're trying to manage a decent school semester, don't believe your thoughts of failure. Focus on what you have to do to succeed and get it done. And that's just how I'm going to start thinking in regards to the changes that I mentioned. You know, I'm gonna graduate. I'm going to utilize my degree after graduation. I'm going to move and I'm going to love where it is that I move. I'm gonna have, you know, a steady job, whether it be the job that I'm working now or a new job that God blesses me with. Either way, it is going to work out in my favor. It is going to work out in your favor. You know, you may consider what could go wrong, but just plan and prepare so either way it works out. Don't worry about it though. Worry is unproductive and it lacks action. Okay, so I will leave off with that. Okay, so as I'm going and growing and trying to embody and strengthen these three important values, I'm just encouraging you to consider and do the same, and to remember that commitment, consistency, and discipline in any aspect of our life is always going to work out in our favor. Okay, so wherever you are right now, I hope you're having a good day or a good night. And if you aren't already, please start now.